Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome to That Is Good to Know. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, where we are sharing wonderful knowledge and information throughout the Tampa Bay community. Today, we are doing a special nonprofit awareness, and we have a lot of nonprofits that we're going to be talking to about the great things that they do in the community, and supporting these organizations is one of the things that's important to me. And so with no further ado, I'm going to introduce Lisa Michelangelo, and Lisa is with Emerald M Therapeutic Riding Center. Thanks for joining the show today, Lisa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning, Jeff. I'm excited to be here.
Well, fantastic. I do this because I care. I like to give back to the community. And obviously you do too, as part of an organization that nonprofit organization that, you know, helps out, you know, our local people. And so let's dive into what is Emerald M Therapeutic Riding Center?
We are a comprehensive equine-assisted therapy center. And when I say comprehensive, we offer physical therapy, incorporating both therapy. We offer even facilitated learning, adaptive riding, and horse-powered riding. So we cover the whole gamut, physical, social, and emotional.
Fantastic. The website, if I got this right, is emeraldmtherapeuticridingcenter.org. We're going to put that up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, and we are talking with Lisa Michelangelo. And Lisa, what is your role at the organization?
So thanks for asking. I am the founder of the organization, as well as the executive director and the physical therapist. So I keep a lot of hats in this organization. My team of seven joins me as well.
Oh, fantastic. So let's dive into, I'm looking at your website, and it's at emeraldmtherapeuticridingcenter.org. And I see a lot of horses and, you know, people petting the horses and things of that nature. Let's kind of get into, you know, how to get started. What was the vision? You know, what was, you know, the catalyst to starting the organization? And when did you start it?
We are almost on our 10th year. This fall will be our year anniversary. So we started this program in 2014. And it was an evolution, right? You know, I grew up around horses. It was a very different atmosphere than the atmosphere I am currently working in. My family was into horse racing back in Ohio. So my experience was being at the horse track, very different than what we're doing now. However, I guess it in my blood. And over the years, my two daughters began getting horse riding. I tried to deter them every other way, but they ended up falling in love with that. And then about 18 years into my career, I realized that I could combine my love of horses with my passionate work of physical therapy, and that is hippotherapy. Hippo is a Greek word for water horse, kind of how it got its name. The power of it is really that the horse's pelvis moves in the same way that ours do when we're walking on the ground.
Oh, that's
interesting. For our participants who have difficulty walking, maybe who've never been able to walk, who had some sort of anomaly that has stopped them walking or has given them poor coordination or balance, the horses are extremely, extremely effective in helping the brain learn or relearn that pattern. So we can put someone on top of a horse and actually reach the brain for them to walk again on the ground. It's quite incredible. So I had many years in standard physical therapy industries, and coming into this was quite exciting because the results and the changes are quite dramatic and quite quick. So that's a little bit of the backstory as how I got into it. Started with physical therapy, incorporating hippotherapy, and then the journey evolved. We started seeing that the community and our participants needed other options related to this. So we began into equine facilitated learning, which is more of a metaphorical relationship and experience that you have with the horse. The horses mirror our human emotion. So we can learn a lot from them and then in turn learn about ourselves through self-discovery and working with them. We started reeling.
You know, that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, what you're doing there, and, you know, there's a few organizations in the Tampa Bay area that do that. But, you know, one of the interesting things is, as you mentioned, you know, that horses' hips work like our hips. And, you know, I believe that there's just the connection with animals, whether it's a horse or dog or cat or something like that. The human connection with animals is something that's amazing. And I'm so happy to have you on the show. We're talking to Lisa Michelangelo with Emerald M Therapeutic Riding Center, doing our special segments for nonprofits that are doing great work in the Tampa Bay. We're going to put her website and links to that up on our website at www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. Also wanted to take a moment to remind you that, you know, we got some tickets still available for the Valspar Championship. Go to our website and you might get a chance to win. And this segment is brought to you by our friend Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services. So if you need something shipped in Tampa, around the area, you know, any same or next day, reach out to Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services. Now, Lisa, you started 10 years ago. And I see these beautiful, amazing pictures and the connections with, you know, with the animals. And you're, talk to us a little bit about the therapy. You know, how does that work? I mean, I understand the connection, but maybe just like dive in, like, you know, how does like working with horses, you know, help humans?
In a lot of ways, actually, Jeff, from a medical perspective, right? If I'm coming at from more of the medical brain, when we put someone on the back of a horse, it fires all of the neural pathways at the same time. So we're firing the physical, we're firing the vestibular, we're firing all sensory, we're firing all of those things at the same time. It's very hard to get that in a clinic. We are putting together two beings with nervous systems, right? And they're feeding off of each other. So the amount of inputs happening in the body in such a short amount of time is very intense. That's from the physical piece. From the emotional piece, there was a recent study done that was showing different animals and their ability to recognize human emotion. Horses came in at the top. They recognized 15 human emotions. Dogs recognized 16 and sheep recognized 14. The reason horses do that is because technically they are prey animals, right? In the present moment, every single minute of the day. We tend to not do that as human beings. We're worried about what happens to now and what happened last week. They can teach us how to be in the present moment. It's amazing.
That, you know, I again, the connection just amazes me, and the work that you do there amazes me. To make this work happen, you do, you know, events and fundraisers. And I know you got one coming up here right before the Kentucky Derby. Can you tell us a little bit about the event, some of the details and what
sure,
have you?
I'd so be
we,
happy to.
You know, our listeners who might want to check it out can do so.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So this year will be our sixth annual Derby Day in Tampa Bay event. It will be held at Steiner Field on May 4th. The event runs 5 in the afternoon until 9 in the evening. There is food, drinks, live music, silent auction, live ring on the Jumbotron that we will actually watch the Derby. It's a beautiful event. People get all dressed up. It's basically bringing Kentucky to Tampa Bay. And that is our main fundraising event of the year to be able to provide this service to our community and support our operating budget.
And it's an important day. And so where did you say it was? Is that Steinbrenner Field?
Yes, sir.
And that's the one right across from Buck Stadiums?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I was looking at some of the pictures on your website, which is at emeraldmtherapeuticridingcenter.org. And we'll put that up on our website. That is good to know. www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. You're listening to Jeff Stanislow, your host of the show, and Lisa Michelangelo from the organization. On May 4th, mark your calendars and check it out and go to the website a little bit further. It is the 6th annual Derby Day, and right across from Buck Stadium at Steinbrenner Field. So a different experience. So you guys are right on the main baseball field for the event?
We will actually be right off the baseball field in their events, but we will be able to host that Run for the Roses race on their Jumbotron, which will be just stunning.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I probably should have known better about being on the field. They got spring training going on, and, you know, they're probably not going to have the equestrian annual Derby Day on the field. Anyways, Lisa, you know, you're doing some great work here. Tell us about your facilities. I was just looking at some of the pictures up at your facilities in Brooksville. Tell us a little bit about the experience of someone maybe wanting to come and spend a little bit of time visiting it, check it out, whether someone is interested in making a contribution and seeing it and touching it, or just spending some time there.
I highly, highly recommend seeing it and touching it, Jeff. We tours all the time, and we love to share what we're doing, resources are doing. And it is a very, it is something you need to feel, right? We're in the rolling hills of Brooksville. So when people come out of the city and head our way, they go, oh my gosh, just went off the interstate, my blood pressure started dropping as I'm driving to you. And especially when they get here, if your blood pressure doesn't drop 10 points, we aren't doing our job. It's an incredible place to be. It is tranquil. It is quiet. It is peaceful and natural. But we love that. We love to be able to share mission and give tours, as well as, you know, to any of our participants currently right now. Our practitioners are only pediatrics. We have had such an inundated of calls and requests, and we've kind of funneled it down to be able to do our best at pediatrics.
That's wonderful. Now, do you guys do corporate events or events of that nature? If someone wanted to kind of bring a team out there and spend the afternoon, learning about what you do and interacting with the horses?
Absolutely. That is an option.
Mm-hmm. And, they would contact you at emeraldmtherapeuticridingcenters.org. And we'll put that on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. So you can click on the link and check that out. But I always thought that would be kind of something unique to do, for corporate retreats or spending some time and what have you. Golf outings and clay shoots and things of that nature. This would be probably a great half day or full day event of, dropping that blood pressure and really, getting to know your team.
Yes. Yes. It's a really amazing experience.
So part of your branding, the name Emerald, stands for something. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how it came about and how it got named and, some information on, what the brand means to you and to the community.
So our mission, Jeff, is hope, renewal, and growth. And that is actually the meaning of the Emerald Gemstone. And so I thought when I was going through this period of building this organization, it was exactly what I wanted to happen here. And the M is for my last name, the name Michelangelo. But our mission is using equine assisted therapies. We strive to bring hope into the lives of the people we serve. We provide them with a renewed sense of who they are and themselves, and we give them an opportunity for growth. And that's really what we see here happening every day. It's really exciting.
Yeah, that is great. I mean, I a marketer myself, and really value how a brand communicates itself, out to the world, and I love that story and that strength. One of the things I was looking and reading about is the hippotherapy itself, and you have here that you speech therapists have used your services. How can you talk to us a little bit about, that interaction?
So hippotherapy can only be done by a licensed physical therapist, occupational therapist, or speech therapist. It cannot be done by any other entity, right? It is part, it's a treatment strategy that we incorporate into our profession. That's what makes hippotherapy unique. So there are a lot of ways that speech therapists can utilize the horse's movement to entice a child to speak or to start inducing them to produce sound. It is amazing. These often, occupational therapists often use hippotherapy as well for emotional regulation, for strength of the upper body, et cetera. And then our physical therapists use it from more of a perspective of walking, balance, coordination, et cetera. We see a tremendous amount of diagnoses, and mostly they are very rare genetic diagnoses. We have children with feeding tubes. We have children with shunts. We have, and not everything has to be done on horseback. There are so many things that we can do off the horse that are a therapeutic benefit. But the cool thing is that the child doesn't feel like they're really receiving therapy in an environment that is so unique and different and fun.
Yeah. This is Lisa Michelangelo with Emerald M Therapeutic Riding Center.org is their website. Your host, Jeff Stanislow, for That Is Good to Know. I was reading about the Starfish Foster Program, and it sounds amazing in what you do here. Can you explain, about the program, kind of how it got started and, you know, what have you?
Sure. That happened about a couple years ago, and a family reached out who had some foster children in their home, and they were looking to move towards adoption. And the children had come out of quite a traumatic past, and they were really struggling with some behaviors, with some hygiene issues, with some defiance, with some acclimation to this whole new family and process and life. And so we embraced that, and we started seeing incredible, incredible changes in these children. Trust, safety. We were doing work alongside with the child and the parent, the foster parent, to begin attachment and relationship. And so that actually really grew tremendously. And we've started partnering with our local foster agencies as well as DCF, because this has really become quite a large part of our pediatric population that we are working with. Where it got its name is a group of moms that were foster moms. Basically, their motto was the story of the starfish. And it was the starfish story goes, there was a child walking along the beach, and all of these starfish had come up on the shore. And one by one, the child is throwing the starfish back into the water. And a gentleman came up and said, there's no way you save all of these starfish. And I'm sorry, it gets me emotional when I talk about it.
No, no. Yeah, very compelling.
The child said, if I can just save one, right? Yeah. And so that's how our starfish program got its name, if we can just help one.
Oh, that's such a wonderful story. The organization, Emerald M Therapeutic Riding Center is fantastic. And I can tell you're, so emotional. I can't wait to actually come up there and visit you guys in person. I know when I drive north, I actually just had to go to Daytona last weekend, and I was, took us through the back roads, and that blood pressure does drop, when you go through those hills and what have you. Another, organization or another program that you guys have is the Ansley Army of Angels for Childhood Cancer Program. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So back in 2020, in October of 2020, I was presented with a family who whose daughter was diagnosed with DIPG. She was six at the time, and DIPG, if any of you know, is a lethal form of pediatric brain cancer. There are no known survivors to this diagnosis. And so she came to us in October. At that time, we were trying to preserve her ability to walk and her balance because the brain tumor had started affecting that. And then Unfortunately, in January, she ended up getting a cold, and that ended up setting everything into a downward spiral. She could not come to the farm anymore. So I then started going to her home to try to keep her comfortable and passive range and other activities that I could try to do to at least keep her comfortable during the process. And then in July of 21, we lost Ainsley to the battle, a 14-month battle of cancer. During that time, it changed the entire dynamics of this program. And I realized what a trickle effect it has, not just on the family, but an entire community. And so we then decided to dedicate a big portion of our existence to serving those children and families at absolutely no charge to them. And in the process of that, we were able to build an entire equine facilitated learning center in her honor. The community came together and in 6 months raised $120,000 to build this beautiful facility that I'm speaking out of to you now out of. So it's been an incredible, incredible journey with that.
What a heartfelt story, the amazing things that you're doing there. I'm just pleased to, be able to, recognize the efforts and share with the Tampa Bay community. And I hope that they're enjoying this conversation as well. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know. And we're talking to Lisa Michelangelo from Emerald M. Therapeutic Riding Centers. The programs, the work that they do there are absolutely amazing. We're going to put it up our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. And I'm sure, the people who support this, radio station, including Faithful Deliveries and Valspar Championship, are happy to, share those efforts with you. One of the things as we kind of, wrap up our conversation here is the organization itself and, people that want to, donate, volunteer their time and what have you. Where, let's talk a little bit about how they can help and what are the things that you need.
So, Jeff, we are a 501c3 organization, so every donation made to us is tax deductible. We also have a wish list of items, including something as simple as a bale of hay, two pieces of equipment that we might need to service our children. But anything helps. We also have horse sponsorships available that will provide the horse with their feed, their farrier costs, and their vet bills for the year. So we really are greatly appreciative to our horse sponsor donors. But there is so many incredible ways that you can help us, and that can be found on our website under Ways to Help, and there's a volunteer application there that will get sent directly to us.
Yes, and that website is emeraldmtherapeuticridingcenter.org. That's a lot, but if you just probably Google Emerald M Therapeutic Riding Center, you can find it. You can also find it on our radio show website at www.thatisgoodtoknow. We're spending time here talking to Lisa Michelangelo from this great organization, and the passion and the stories that we talked about are heartfelt, and I really appreciate you spending the time with us today. Thank you, Lisa, again, for joining us and sharing this with our great community and our great listeners who support the organization.
It has been a true pleasure, Jeff. Thank you so much, and thank you to our community who is already standing by us and supporting us. We greatly appreciate it.
Wonderful, and that's it for this special edition of our nonprofit from Jeff Stanislow, your host. That is Good to Know. Have a great weekend, Tampa.